Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds was in Northwest Iowa on Friday to announce a $38 million commitment to helping with three water quality and infrastructure projects. One of those projects is the Lewis and Clark Water Project that would transport water from the Missouri River Basin to help communities in Northwest Iowa, Southeast South Dakota, and Southwestern Minnesota. A water project in Iowa would go to help five different communities, including Hall, Sheldon, Sioux Center, Rock Rapids, and Sibley. Governor Reynolds made a visit to KLEM offices and commented on that project.
It was an exciting announcement. They've been working on this, I think, since 2000 is when it started. They broke ground in 2003, have been working on it for a long time. Federal funding came in to start it. There was a federal component, the member component, and then the state has tried to be a partner in this as well. And so we set up with some of the ARPA federal dollars, a water infrastructure fund that has $75 million that we are utilizing and allocating for different projects. And part of that was included the three projects that I announced this morning. So not only was it the Lewis and Clark announcement, but we also made an announcement of an allocation of $11 million for the Field of Dreams, $15 million for water infrastructure. It's all tied to that. And then ICON, which is a project in Des Moines. And then we were in Sioux Center to talk about the Lewis and Clark project, where we allocated $12 million to help really continue to build capacity to finish the project and provide quality water for the Northwest region.
Reynolds says that the water project is unique when having three states working together. She says that she has visited with her border colleagues about having South Dakota and Minnesota to step up so that the project can be completed by 2023.
This will complete what the state's commitment has been. In addition to that, I think Minnesota has finished theirs as well. South Dakota, they're close, still working on it. I'm going to reach out to Governor Noem as well as the Minnesota governor and just encourage them to do what we did to utilize some of the ARPA dollars to move the project timeline to condense that a little bit so we can get this done quicker.
Reynolds says that the completion of the water pipeline project will help with the region's economic development.
Really make sure that they have the capacity for drinking water, not only to provide drinking water at a reasonable cost for the citizens, but also it's the only way that they're going to drive economic growth and prosperity. So it was really important to the community. It was a great celebration.
The governor says that the federal government has been slow to fulfill their part of the commitment. She says that the plan is to increase from 45 million gallons of water per day up to at least 60 million gallons of water.
Not only is it completing the original project, but some of the funding that we allocated today will actually go to expanding it. When they made the projections, that was quite a long time ago, and they've seen significant growth happening in the Northwest region, and so I think it's imperative that they move from the 45 million gallons a day to the 60. And so that's part of the plan also. You know, and as we were talking to them, you know, we continue to see additional money coming into the state for infrastructure for projects like this. So, you know, it's my hope that there'll even be some additional funds from the federal level that we can help them continue to complete the existing project and then move to the expansion.
Reynolds says that she is hopeful that the U.S. government will recognize the need to complete the project and will allocate the appropriate funding in a timely manner. The entire interview with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and her comments will be featured on the KLEM website. Plymouth County pork producers were well represented and recognized for their many achievements during the Iowa Pork Congress. Aside from the fact that Kylie Allen of Lamar's was awarded the title of Iowa Pork Queen and Matt and Angie Schneff were honored as All-American Pork Producers, Plymouth County Pork Producers Association took home many other honors and accolades. Linda Schrader of Remsen was recently elected as a director of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, representing not only Plymouth County but all pork producers from Northwest Iowa. Schrader tells of some of the other recognitions that the county pork organization's achievements.
We are really excited to be representing Plymouth County down at the annual meeting. Simon Kearns received the County Outreach Award. So basically what that award is, he had Adopt-a-Pig kids participate in harvesting a pig, along with Joe Rada and my husband Dean and Brian. So about 30 to 40 kids came out to the farm and actually processed a pig on the farm. So how cool is that?
Schrader says that the Adopt-a-Pig participants through that exercise were able to learn more about the various pork meat cuts. She says that the students were able to see where pork chops are derived from the loin, and ham comes from the backside of a pig, and bacon is derived from the belly. Schrader says it's always important to share the pork story, especially with today's youth. Schrader talks about some of the other ways that Plymouth County pork producers were recognized at the recent Iowa Pork Congress.
We had a district nomination for a county outreach award, and that went to Chris Bonecamp, and that was for our participation in RAGBRAI, which was also really cool. And then they do an award for county involvement. So basically, we fill out a form, which takes hours just because of all the participation that Plymouth County Pork Producers does with the association, whether it be grilling, advertising, working, you know, in the schools, that type of thing. So Plymouth County was one of the top five counties in the state to be awarded that recognition. So that's a pretty great award for our county and shows all the work that they do for us.
Schrader has now assumed the duties as a board director of the Iowa Pork Producers Association. She explains her reasons for wanting to become a leader within the state's pork industry.
You know, today's pigs are raised by farmers who have dedicated their whole lives to providing the best for their pigs as far as health, well-being, and safety of their animals. And they are very concerned about the safety of the product that they produce. So I guess I just really wanted to represent that and to tell our story. And I think that's really important. It used to be, you know, we just go raise our pigs and we kind of forget that aspect of it. And also pork producers also recognize that today's consumers really want to know where their product is coming. So it's back on from the Iowa farms.
Schrader and her husband, Dean, are fully certified through the Pork Organization for Pork Quality Assurance and Transport Quality Assurance certification programs. She says it's important for both the producer and consumer to know the background of pork products.
So we work really hard. We work really closely with our vet, Dr. Peggy Brinkman, as far as she'll come to the farm. And we do site assessments. We go through all the pigs. Sometimes if you're audited, you will go through a 50-page line item audit. So they check how you move the pigs. They check for any bruising, for any unhealthy pigs. So we try to take the best care of our pigs. It was really cool down at the Pork Congress because we were walking around, and now you can even purchase basically a little chip that you'll put in the pig's ear, and it can even tell you the temperature of that pig. So say the temperature is high, well, then you need to isolate that pig and even take extremely good care of it.
Pork Congress reports can be found on the KLEM website.